Recognizing trends. Markets alternate between constricted range and directional trend. Ranges emit negative feedback, a directionless state in which cumulative bars or indicators wobble between defined boundaries. Trends emit positive feedback, in which each bar or indicator builds on the previous one and clearly points in a single direction. This powerful axis overrides all other considerations for the swing trader. These opposing forces constantly battle to print the varied patterns that form the core of technical analysis. This primary trend range axis underlies price charts through all time frames and markets. Learn to recognize each element by watching how price reacts to important levels. Then focus on key relationships that effectively predict market movement through convergence-divergence over a small number of bars or candles. Remember to answer the three important trend range questions in every setup analysis. What is the current trend or range intensity? What is the expected direction of the next price move? When will this move occur? Trading profits depend on the trend range axis. Individual stocks struggle through a constant cycle of synergy, balance, and conflict as trend intensity and direction shift alignment through different time frames. The most dynamic trends arise when multiple periods stack up into directional positive feedback. The most persistent ranges emerge when divergence generates negative feedback through many views and stalls price change. Negative feedback initiates many of the classic chart patterns popularized in recent years. The head and shoulders, triangle, and wedge formations all reflect the discordant swings within a range-bound market. Swing traders must recognize new range conditions early and shift out of momentum strategies if they choose to remain in the game. Constricted price action requires selling strength and buying weakness at the extremes of the congestion. The transition from negative feedback into positive feedback represents a high profit interface. Volatility, bar width, and volume all decline as a range-bound market nears its conclusion. Participation fades, and many traders move on to other opportunities. But right at these quiet, empty zones, EZs, the odds for price expansion sharply increase. The narrow bars encourage very low-risk entry, where even a small move against the position signals a violation. Examine the overall congestion pattern to identify which side of the trade to enter. The EZ rarely registers on technical indicators, since most mathematics can't digest the flatline conditions. Use short-term bar range analysis to locate this interface. The NR7, the narrowest range bar of the last seven bars, offers one classic method to find the elusive EZ. The next bar after an NR7 will often trigger a major breakout. If it doesn't, the appearance of an NR7-2, the second NR7 day in a row, may ring an even louder bell. Odds then sharply increase for a major bar expansion event. Learn to recognize the early warning signs for a trend change. The evolution from trending into a range-bound or reversing market forces a shift in trading strategies to capitalize on the new conditions. First rise, first failure provides one effective visual tool to beat the competition at this task. Get defensive when price gives up 100% of the last move. Then apply classic swing tactics until the intermediate high or low gets taken out.